Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's your host Riff coming to you live once again at Hope for All Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. I just got to start off by saying God is so good. God is so good. I have the best group of coworkers and friends at the YMCA of Dover, Delaware. I definitely got to give a shout out to everybody at the YMCA. I was just so blessed just now. I mean, they just brought me a care package of love. That's why I say God is an awesome God, and He's an all-time God. Now, as I told y'all, as I might have told my audience before, I've been off work for about a month and a half, going on 2 months now, because I'm recovering from a major surgery and walking pneumonia. But my coworkers at the YMCA, oh my God, bless them. They just blessed me with abundance of, love, a tremendous care package for me. And I just want to say I thank y'all, and I love y'all, and I can't wait to see y'all when I get back to work. That's why I said I might have got fired from one, but that's all right. All right, we're going to jump right into the show. I'm just so overjoyed right now because, I'm speechless right now of what they did. I'm touched. I'm deeply, deeply touched. It's the little thing that makes a world of difference. It's always the little thing that makes a world of difference in someone's life. You never know what anyone is going through. That's why you have to be cautious of what you say to people and what you do to people, because you just never know what anyone is going through. I'm just thankful. I'm just going to jump right into it because, I was a little sidetracked just now because my coworker just left from my house, so please excuse me. But that's all right. We're going to jump right into it. And first topic is going to be Miss Gilchrist, because that's who I am working on now, Miss Gilchrist. Now, as I say to you, my main purpose for the show is to be informative and to give you informative information about different things that transpires in Delaware as well as around the world, and also to voice my own opinions on certain situations, and also to encourage, because that's one thing, especially with what we have going on now in our nation, we have to stay encouraged, because, I've seen so many video posts and so many different things on TV with people different people from walks of life are upset, they're crying because they're like, oh, they might have to go back home. You have to remain optimistic. You can't think of things for the worst. I trust me, I understand. I know, because I have my own fears when it comes to the presidency with Donald Trump. But at the same time, how things are going, I do not foresee Donald Trump being the president. Seriously, I truly don't. He has too much stuff going on. And he has his hands in too many things. As far as I'm concerned, I see the vice president elect Pence being. I see the vice president elect Pence being president, not Donald Trump. He might be there right now, but will he be there later if he doesn't get impeached, thrown in jail, or something? Because that big one uncover some stuff with Donald Trump now. That man's not all the way right. He didn't get all that money by being right. He done walked over a lot of people. And, Aretha Bay has to come through for when you do wrong to others. Because like I say, God does not like ugly. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. But let's see. Miss Gretchen Gilchrist. Like she is a former attorney that resided at 11 West Commerce Street in Smyrna, Delaware. And she was recently confirmed October 13, 2016, to be a commissioner at Kent County Family Court, despite evidence that shows and proves that she is not qualified for the position, and also shows that she lied on her board and commission's application, which Governor Markell and his entire cabinet and the entire House of State were made aware of. Now, the 14 senators besides the executive committee, they were not made aware of the evidence because Patricia Blevins, the former president of the House of Senate of Delaware, withheld information from them. She took it upon herself to pretty much abuse her power and withhold the information from the 14 other senators. So they went ahead and voted without even knowing the information, the evidence that was against Ms. Gilchrist. Now, Ms. Gilchrist, she was in the meeting with the Senate, with the Executive Committee Board, because they had to bring it before her. But my question is, okay, they voted before her. What, did they really think she was going to own up to what she did? I mean, like, seriously, I don't understand what the purpose of that was, what the purpose for that was. You're going to bring it up against her right before confirmation, and you're going to ask her, did you do this? And she's supposed to say, yes, I did it. I don't think so. She lied. Straight lied. But everybody got to pay for their sins, just like Ms. Patricia Blevins did. Because at the end of the day, that was completely and totally wrong. You have someone going into Kent County Family Courthouse where we already have problems in family court because it's been in the newspapers already about the issues that goes on in family court when you have the closed court. I mean, they're fighting now to try to get the court to be open court so people can know what's going on. If more people were made aware of what's going on, I think it would be beneficial for the children, because right now it is not beneficial for the children. Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist is my former attorney who did nothing for my case. I got nothing out of my case. She got paid money and did nothing. I'm still going through my case. Governor Jack Markell and Judge Kenneth Millman allowed her to be removed off of my case during a very critical time in my case. Not even just my case, but all her other attorneys. It's not just about me, people. It's totally not just about me. It's about her other clientele as well. I mean, one clientele, Ms. Doe, that I have on the show, who actually referred me to Ms. Gilchrist, she has her out of $60,000, 60 grand. Like, how can they allow someone to just walk away and say, oh, I ain't got time for you no more. I'm moving on. No, that's not right. That's not right at all. I mean, at one point in time, this has to be put to a stop. So I'm wondering if John Carney, when he comes into office, since he's the new governor-elect, is he going to do the same thing? Is this a tradition? Is there a law? It has to be something. Nobody wants to tell you anything. And in order for you to really look up the Delaware laws, they really don't have them on the internet like that. See, that's what I'm saying. They're that's how you know they're corrupt. Because I've been searching for this very diligently, and I have yet to come upon it. So if there's any attorneys that are listening, or that's online, and thank you, listeners, to all those that I see on the board and the ones I see online, thank you very much for tuning in. If there's any attorneys or legal assistants, paralegals, anyone with any legal background that knows this information about how to file charges against Governor Markell, negligence, and also the Delaware law when it comes, is there a Delaware law when it comes to appointment, when you're appointing a lawyer to a commissioner position or a judge position, is there any law for that or any rule like a guideline that guides them? Because if it's not, it definitely needs to be one, because this cannot continue to happen to anyone else. Because it's totally unfair. Once again, the only ones who are benefiting, just like the article says, is the judges, the lawyers, the commissioners, and everybody else. The families and the children are not the ones who are benefiting. And it's supposed to be, it's called family court, not judge court, commissioner court. It's called family court. It's supposed to be for the family. What are these people doing? They're just taking the law into their own hands, and no one, it seems like no one has said anything or stood up. Well, the buck stops here. Sorry. Can't take it anymore. It's ridiculous. And, I mean, for someone else to go through what I went through or what Ms. Gilchrist's other clients would have to go through, shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I mean, sometimes it just takes one person to get that movement started. So, hey, if it has to be me, by all means, if that's what God's will, that's what it's going to be, point blank. But I'm not taking on nothing if it's not his will. That's all I got to say about that one.
Ms. Gilchrist, yeah. So, I mean, Ms. Gilchrist, she's not qualified for the position that she's in, and she has a conflict of interest at St. Paul's Family Court. Ms. Gilchrist, Ms. Gilchrist and Mr. Harris are in the same, Mr. Harris the first, are in the same Kent County Family Court. He is a bailiff, and Daniel Harris the first is my oldest daughter, my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, who was placed into the system by the Harris, by her father, Mr. Harris the second, and his family after kicking her out. Now, you might ask, oh, well, why wasn't she with you? Well, I raised my daughter for 14 years, and after 14 years, she wanted to go live with her father and his family at the Harris household. Now, against what I wanted, which was for her not to go over there to live with them, because I know how they are, but she has to see it for her own self. She has to experience it for her own self. Because just like they say, the grass is not greener on the other side. But they have experience. She has experience herself. And that's pretty much what happened. You know what I mean? She went over there, and we were having behavioral problems. Because like I said, she's mentally challenged. She's mentally disabled. So she processes things just differently than others that do. She went over there, and they pretty much, and I can't speak for them. I don't know what the problem is or how, I mean, just the way they handle things is just ridiculous. I'm not even going to touch that subject, because that's a whole other subject. But they kicked her out after 2 months and a half, two and a half months. I'm going to give them 2 months. I don't even think of it was that long. April, June, okay, 2.5 months. They kicked her out of up their house, every last single one. She couldn't go to the uncle's house. She couldn't go to her father's wife's house because she couldn't go to the father's wife's house. Because I really don't understand why she couldn't go to the wife's house, but that's another situation. But she couldn't go to the wife's house, so. I mean, she had nowhere to go. They put her into the system. They forced her into the system. They forced her into the system, and she ended up at the Terry Shelter Group Home, which was in Wilmington, Delaware, and where she went missing from back in August of 2016. So, I mean, my daughter, she's mentally challenged. She went through a whole lot of a whole lot. She just went through a whole lot, unfortunately, at her young age. But at the same time, you know, when you have children who feel as though they don't want to listen and they want to do their own thing, sometimes you got to let them find out the hard way. You can't shield them. I mean, it's going to happen if it's going to happen, point blank. You can't shield your children from everything. So the light meal is the recovery phase for her. But at the same time, her rights were violated in safe custody. So that's what I'm fighting for right now, is her rights that were violated in safe custody by Governor Jack Markell is very well aware of every single thing that is transpiring, every single thing. And I don't believe he will. If he does, it'll be a miracle. And I mean a miracle and a blessing, because, I mean, I've been contacting this man's office for the last 2 months, and he has totally ignored me. He's just like, look, I'm not doing nothing. I'm on my way out, but that's all right. Because I'm going to try to, I've got to figure that one out with him. So. Now, the conflict of interest that is transpiring with Mr. Harris and Ms. Gilchrist is that Ms. Gilchrist represented me on my case against Mr. Harris, the first son, which is Mr. Harris, the second. Now, how can they be allowed to work in the same courthouse with that conflict of interest? I'm not understanding that. Even Sean Lynn, the state representative, he was in the family court as well, too. He might not work there, but he definitely is aware of the situation with the pornography of Mr. Harris' negligence in his home. Now, like I say, I speak from experience, because I myself, when I was a minor at the age of 16, was first exposed to pornography because I was over the Harris household in the basement watching TV, and I mean my ex-husband, boyfriend at the time, thought it would be funny to flip through all the channels and come upon what he already knew was on the channel, on the TV. So you figure, if he can just flip through the TV, how do you think my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, what she was doing all these years? Because she definitely loves the television. She definitely does. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense. It's not no one-time incident, as my ex-husband's attorney states it, because nobody's there to even supervise. First of all, they lack supervision. So how in the world would they be able to even speak on that and say, oh, it's a one-time? No, sorry, not a one-time incident, isolated incident. It definitely is a pattern. That's why they say you have to go to the root of the problem, and that is the root. The root of the problem is that she was over there, and Mr. Harris the first was negligent in his household by having pornography freely accessible on the television. My thing is, like, I don't know what family court is up to. Even Miss Melissa Ziegler. Miss Melissa Ziegler, I've been trying to contact her. I got a phone call from a supervisor by the name of Mr. Anthony Belgrado, and he advised me that Miss Ziegler told him to contact me to let me know that she was out until next week. Now, are they waiting until Mr. Harris retire? Like, I mean, what, you know what? I don't know.
I'm just going to wait and see how this all plays out, and I will definitely let you know. Because, like I say, the public has to know what's going on in family court, because family court affects everyone that walks through those doors. So if you have corruption going on in family court, it's time to weed it out. It's time for them to go, whoever is corrupted. And Ms. Gilchrist and Mr. Harris are both corrupt people. So they both got to go. Now, Donald Trump, it's a lot going on in that man's circle. Lord have mercy. Every time you turn on the TV, that's all you hear. Donald J. Trump this and Trump that and Trump this. Well, they all talking about Trump, and nobody's looking at Pence, Mike Pence. Mike Pence, he's just sitting back and letting Trump hang himself, and he definitely got a tight knot around his neck. He's hanging himself right now. Especially after he did that New York Times interview, man, they took on his words and started tearing him apart. That's why he doesn't like the media, because he knows how the media goes. I mean, he's not smarter than the media, for number one. Doesn't matter if he has all this money, it still doesn't make you smarter than someone, because that man is ignorant, and I mean, that's an ignorant. But, I mean, Donald Trump, he sat there and just manipulated the system all these years. Just manipulated. He's going to be the next one going to jail. He's talking about some Hillary going to jail. He's going to put his own self to jail by his own big old mouth. Now, how that look? That's going to look real crazy. But at the end of the day, look what's going on, people. Oh, I mean, as much as he opened his mouth and talked and hit the Twitter button, and yeah, he's going to get mad at something that's going to come out, and it's going to be on and popping, and then they're going to be like, oh, breaking news, Donald J. Trump is impeached, goes to jail. So we'll see how that goes, but for me, now, definitely want to let you know with the Gilchrist situation and the Mr. Harris the first situation. They're both in the same court. Gilchrist is the commissioner, and Harris is her security in her courtroom. So
I'm trying to find out how that is not considered a conflict of interest.
Seems like I'm having some type of technical difficulty with my speaker, so hopefully you can all hear me good out there, because I do have some that's telling me online that they're not hearing me too well. So if you're hearing me well, good. If you're not, I'll try to fix it as I go along. So just roll with me. Like I said, I'm getting out the kinks. I'm ironing them out. All righty. And Gilchrist knew about Mr. Harris, just to let you know, people. Gilchrist definitely knew about Mr. Harris, so I don't know how she was able to even go in the courthouse without the director of operations or supervisors to bring this up, to even do anything about it. That's what I'm saying. That's the pure corruption right there. That is the pure corruption. That's why they said you have to keep yourself encouraged with all this stuff going on. You have to stay encouraged in the word, because if you don't, this stuff will eat anybody up.
Because it's a lot of pressure. And my case, I went to go try to, in my case, I went to go try to find my file. Now, come to find out, they moved my files from one courthouse to the other courthouse. Now, mind you, my whole case file has always remained in Kent County Family Courthouse, even though it was a change of venue to Sussex County Family Courthouse. But I'm going to work on that one. Definitely going to work on that one because they take logs and they keep proofs of every time someone does go to take a look at their own files. So that I definitely can prove. Now, we'll see how this works out. Like I stated, I will definitely keep you informed on what's transpiring with the Harris situation and the Gilchrist situation. Now, as I stated, Patricia Blevins was the former president of the Senate House of Delaware. So after 26 years, she's been beaten and is no longer in the House of Senate as the president. She was beaten by a newcomer by the name of Anthony Del Colo, who is a Republican, who states he wants to make Delaware first again. Now, how does that sound? He's a Republican, and he said he wants to make Delaware first again. Lord have mercy. That sounds just like Donald Trump. Slogan, make America great again. Really, Del Colo? That's not starting off too good for you, in my opinion. Because the last thing we need is a Donald Trump up in the House of Senate as the president. Are you serious? You just replaced one to put one back in? Oh, my goodness. What is going on? Oh, ridiculousness. This is Delaware for you, though. It's not even just Delaware. This happens all over the world. I mean, we just have so many different people that come into the public sector. They're talking about they want to help people. They're for people, but they're not really for people. They're only for their own political gains, and they're only for their own recognition. It's not about helping others. They might have to do it along the way because, I mean, you can't just say something and not do nothing, be about nothing. That's not going to fly. That's just not going to fly.
It seems like there's nobody. I'm not going to say there's nobody. There's definitely people out there that's willing to do the right thing instead of laying down their values to the wayside just to get into the office, an office. Because Nikki Haley, she definitely laid her values down to the wayside so she can get herself up into that office. But that's her. To each his own, to each his own. That's what I can say.
All right, Neil. Miss Gilchrist. Now my files that were in Kent County were moved because of Gilchrist and Harris are there. So,
I mean, that lets you know, okay. I mean, of course it's a
anybody can see it's a conflict of interest going on. I don't know what kind of game they're playing over at family court. But it's a dangerous game. You're playing with people live. That's not cool. Not cool at all. Gilchrist also has clients in Pennsylvania because she was an attorney there for the past 17 years. And I'm pretty sure they don't even know what happened or, I mean, I can't even imagine how much money she got from them, let alone the clients that's down here in Delaware, because she surely went about it very, very sneaky. We found out July 1st of 2016, Ms. Gilchrist went inactive, meaning she terminated her PA license. So that lets me know she already knew she was going to be confirmed as a commissioner. She already had the position already locked in to be a commissioner.
Because she terminated her license. Now, she would have never terminated her license if she didn't know she was going to be a family court commissioner. So that lets you know. But she still took money after the fact from Ms. Doe, which was her other client, on 14-2016. Now, in the amount of, I believe it was $200, but I'm not sure. But either way, that's not the point. She still took money after the fact. Even for myself, she took money after the fact, knowing she was not going to be representing no one at all anymore, because she did that so she knew the rules and regulations of becoming a commissioner. Now, she can lie all she wants and say she did not, but she did, because one of the rules is you cannot be in possession of an out-of-state law license. So that is why she terminated her Pennsylvania license on July 1st, 2016. So, I mean, all the lies are adding up. Everything is adding up. But you have the people, you have the senators who have the right to rescind a vote, or if not the senators, then the governor or governor-elect has the power to rescind her vote. That's something else that needs to be looked into, because she definitely needs to, she cannot be a family court commissioner doing what she did. I mean, she put wrong social security numbers on paperwork that's supposed to be going for garnishment with one of her clients. She put wrong addresses on documentations. And now, mind you, she did this multiple times. Now, this is supposed to be an attorney now, okay? But this attorney had no help whatsoever to do anything. So you can imagine how chaotic she was, just all over the place. That's not going to work, Ms. Gilchrist. Definitely not going to work. Just one thing after the other. But Ms. Gilchrist, yeah. Definitely not going to work. Definitely not going to work. Now, Ms. Gilchrist, after she terminated her PA license, she failed to inform any of her clientele that she would no longer be their attorney. I myself personally have to find out from my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter's attorney that she was no longer my attorney. She said it just like this. My daughter's attorney. She said, "Oh, I can play." She's like, "Oh, I can speak with you now. You're not represented by counsel." Excuse me? Yeah. So this is exactly what she said, which was not acceptable whatsoever. Not acceptable. Like I said, that's corruption at its best. Our show is definitely winding down right now, but I just want to keep you encouraged and just tell you to just stay encouraged, stay in the world, you know. I know we have our good days, we have our bad days, but you know, we have the power to change that. Change that merely by I mean, even a song can change our mood. Prayer can change our mood. So just stay encouraged. And to the Colchesters, I am with you. You are in my prayers. And to the families that lost or loved their children, my prayers and thoughts are with you. And also to the officers, my prayers and thoughts are with you as well. You have a good evening, and God bless everyone.